as Abraham Kuyper would say, we need to protect the sphere sovereignty of the home, protect the sphere sovereignty of the church. And if it comes to a decision about, for example, who to call for the ministry, and the church leaders have proposed some names and the church has voted on that, and that minister comes and the father doesn't like the new minister, he's got to be very careful to judge that minister in front of his children, because he'll tear down in the mind of his children the authority of the church. If, on the other hand, the new minister is preaching heresy, the father's responsible for the well-being of the souls of his children, then he must move his membership to another church. But too often what happens when there's strong leadership on the part of the father in the family is the father tends to withdraw from the church as soon as he gets some heat or some discipline for something from the elders, and the father's too eager, or should I say, too willing to jump ship, because he's forgetting that he himself is under the authority of the elders together with his children, unless those elders are committing spiritual adultery with the truth. So, on the other hand, the church needs to respect the father's boundaries and the father's sphere sovereignty. So there are certain areas, for example, that are very delicate, like a father telling his son the facts of life. That is more the father's role than the church's role. And the church must respect those boundaries.